here we go!
Here we go!
Welcome to the
Elevate
Podcast.
Yeah!
Podcast number 33, entitled Reach Destiny Cast. Podcast 33.
He got it.
Thank you very much. I try my best.
Did he give you the big idea?
Dude, am I supposed to develop the big idea?
You had
have
the
to read
big
it.
Idea.
Oh, I have the
You're
big
supposed to give me the big idea.
Oh.
So
but,
I can say it?
But since you were listening to the message, you know it. There you go. So I'll give you some time to think about it as I intro everybody. You better do some work. Okay, my name is Juno, the main man, handsome one, the great one, the awesome delight, and smells really nice when you're around Garcia. That's my whole middle name, if y'all didn't know that. Sitting with here me...
Okay,
ooh, I just
it.
Totally messed that up.
Don't worry, we knew it.
Sitting with me here tonight... There, I said it correctly. We have Pastor Jason.
Hey, y'all.
Pastor J. J. Curl. Jason Curley. Third.
Are you saying I'm like the third?
I know.
The third? Like I was cloned or something?
Something or other.
Okay.
We also have Mr. Ness, who, you know, I thought was going to be on the guitar. I was going to say, Ness, play a little guitar lick for us. But he put his guitar down.
And we have
Ness
and his guitar.
He had to play my song on the podcast. Oh my
there
god,
you
how
go.
Embarrassing.
Will it mess up if he keeps on playing while I do the other intro?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool. Keep on playing, my friend.
This is like our intro
this
music.
This is yeah, dude, that's we need to do this. We have intro music. There
all
we
right.
go. Okay, next to Ness, keep on playing, my brother. We have Miss Jasenia.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hello. Sitting next to Jasenia, we have Maritza. Say hello.
Huh? Hello.
Sitting next to Maritza, that's we have funny. Rachel, who is doing the video camera and recording everything that we're doing.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. She's from Scotland.
At least we have hair.
England.
England. Same difference.
We apologize to all the Scottish people out there and English
sorry.
People that Juno knows Rachel. Nothing.
They're all in Saudi Arabia anyway, so. Sitting next to Rachel, we have Shelley.
Hello.
And we're back to me.
All right.
You forgot our clones.
Huh?
Jasenia has a clone also.
They have pictures of themselves.
They have pictures of themselves.
My little daughter drew pictures of them. And brought them to them.
They look exactly like themselves.
It's right out of a camera.
Thank you, Ness.
All
appreciate
right.
that, dog.
Man, that was good, Ness.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Well, I'm going to have you play us that when we're done, too. So just be ready. Think of something. Tonight's message.
You got outgoing music.
Tonight's message was what?
Hey, you was you, man. Shrek.
Well, that's
reaching your destiny.
That's what. See, I wanted you to say because I mean, I didn't want to.
You thought I wasn't paying attention because I was not in the room.
True that.
But I even know the big idea.
I know the big idea too, and you
idea.
Just messed it up.
No, but some
but
somebody. No,
she
please,
was testing.
Please,
she was test. He was going to test Shelley here.
Somebody who was trying to be a smarty pants, you know, wanted the big idea. So,
hey,
do we have the big idea, Miss Stokes? Crickets. Crickets. Would anybody like to take
is
a stab?
I think I have it.
Look past your present.
Looking past
your present.
Yeah.
I am smarter.
There you go. I did not say anything. There. Very good. Looking past your present.
And it was all you, well, sort of all you tonight, but
not really.
I scheduled you to teach the message tonight.
Very true.
We're in a series called Elevate Flicks.
Elevate Flicks. We're grabbing some of the mega movies of the summer and I guess the series, what we're trying to do is see God through our culture's eyes. And kind of, you know, kind of analyzing these movies and kind of, you know, checking to see some principles that are in there and trying to see the way actually these producers view God. So,
right.
Shrek was all about reaching your destiny. It was pretty cool the way that that worked out, you know.
And I haven't seen it. So you did an excellent job telling them what the movie was all about. Did anybody else see the movie?
No.
So really, we don't even know if he told us right.
We saw it, yeah.
Okay, for those who saw it, did I paint the picture well enough?
You did good.
Somewhat.
It was close.
It was close, right? It was all right.
It was all right.
I did
better than
what
I would have done, because I would have forgotten.
You know,
everything.
Rachel was pretty honest with us right there. She was like, it was kind of close, but, you know, you kind of dropped the ball.
Kind of close, but...
Yeah, not really. Not. So, thanks a lot, Rach. Thanks
welcome.
For coming out, brother.
Anytime.
Thank
Sister.
You. Sister. That's what I meant. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Let's get this right.
Dude.
She looks like she's just filming... Maritza. And
I know.
Not just me.
Like, yeah.
She's already got me filmed for quite a while. Like,
okay, that's enough.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Enough Maritza.
Yes. Hey, anybody got anything?
So,
any
so what? So well, looking okay. past your present, what did y'all what did y'all think about Dude. Looking past your present? What is why do people get stuck in their present?
I was going to ask that.
They never learn from it, their mistakes.
Okay. Good.
True. That's why I probably would have been stuck in my present. There you go.
Yes, there.
Because they can never let go of the past.
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
That's a
dude.
Good one too.
Well, that's
oh,
good. Now that's something to think
good.
About. You know, some people get stuck.
Awesome.
You know, and some people can't forgive their own past. You know, some people get stuck in that.
Yes, I was right. Juno has a clone.
Juno has. We're gonna have to take pictures of these.
Dude.
That's awesome.
They're going on the wall of shame.
That's a Kodak moment.
I'm gonna do the rest of the podcast like this. You know? Do work.
My daughter's an
That's
artist.
A good one, Mackenzie.
It's cool pictures, man. Pretty cool pictures. You got to put these
She's
on YouTube.
She shaved off about 150 pounds off of you too.
Do work.
That was messed up.
Thank you for that.
She put me in a dress, and that's because she's never seen me in a dress.
She gave me a little bit more hair than I normally do. So do work.
She got
there.
The glasses though.
Yeah. There we go. Sweet. Very good.
So some people, you know, get stuck in their past and can't forgive themselves of their past. And why is that? Why is it that our past kind of holds us down from reaching our destiny?
I mean, I think I've said it before. Sometimes it's not so much, you know, our past holding us back, but us not letting go of it, you know. Not
some
letting
people
go.
Just can't forget.
Yeah, I know. For
and it might not just be that one person.
And let God.
It might not just be that person. Like the whole, everybody around them, their peers keep bringing it back, so they constantly can't forget it.
Right.
And maybe that's why they don't go past it.
They live in one time.
That's true. And that was the whole message, trying to get the young people to not look past. You know, what I mean, sometimes we can get in a rut, and things could be going good, things could be going bad, but you know we. We kind of start to have tunnel vision. You know what that means?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Yes.
It means like you see in a tunnel.
You're like focusing only on one thing and nothing else.
But yeah.
Whether it's your present, your past, or your future.
But now, that makes a good... Do you think that some people should have a little tunnel vision towards their destiny?
Ooh.
That might be good.
Touché. What do y'all think?
That'll work. It'll keep them on track.
Shh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Right on.
You're going to have to edit this part out because I don't know what to say.
We have to like totally scan these and put this on MySpace because they have no idea what we're talking about when we say now Shelly has a clone.
Yeah, we may take pictures of them afterwards.
True that.
Who got one?
Shelly.
Shelly.
Let's see her.
Let's see.
Ooh.
Wow. She even got my earrings and my necklace.
There you go.
She did good.
She even got the pearls in it.
Yep.
Nice.
So
what's up, man? Hey, dude. I think it went well. I was happy with the night. I was happy the way it went. I think it went smooth.
It was a good message.
It was a good message. Very good.
It was. Next week, I took notes. Tommy Montoya, I'll be gone.
You'll be gone, dude.
I'm going to be totally gone, y'all.
Somebody's going to have some crickets.
Man, he's going to use...
The crickets are back, my friend.
Ooh.
It's a good thing I edit the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the crickets won't be back, I guess. Never mind.
Crickets don't show up when I'm gone.
Yeah, I guess so. Dude.
I control the crickets.
Normally, I have like 11, 12 pages on my message, and tonight I only had 6. So I was a little worried, you know, that I was only going to talk to
about
5
minutes. Juno called me. Juno text messaged me.
I don't call people. I text people.
Yes, and I try to. Yeah, usually he text messages me, and I call him back because
he always
texts. I don't want to. It's too much to
text. He always texts me, and I never have messages, and I always get charged for them.
That's what I say.
You're welcome. And
you're
welcome.
You're the one that makes me keep going over.
He could call me for free, but then he...
I gotta send out my
10 cents
nuggets.
Every time
I gotta send out my wisdom nuggets.
Singular. It's singular to singular here.
I send out my wisdom nuggets daily.
I gotta get that
sometimes.
That it's AT&T.
I know, I've been sleeping.
Oh yeah, it's AT&T now.
I've gotta get that mobile to mobile text messaging thing.
It's a good thing.
Hey, on my phone it doesn't have singular on it anymore. It has AT&T.
It is AT&T now.
I don't like that. You know, just because they bought them out, why
my phone still
me?
Says singular, like on the little tower thingy.
Mine
it says singular.
Like I really I cared why. About
maybe
AT&T,
I haven't paid
right?
attention to it.
Huh?
Like I really cared about AT&T.
I know.
I like the little singular guy.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
think AT&T blew it.
I agree.
We don't know which
I mean,
we are like so going to get.
What do y'all have? Sprint.
I have
Sprint.
Singular,
we
but have in December I'm fixing to get Sprint.
We got.
He has Sprint.
Yeah, but my contract's not done until December.
And then you're gonna convert?
Yes, I have. Well, I don't want to break my contract and pay $350.
Oh.
Minus will just.
Well, you need to make him convert.
He just changed. He didn't like changed. Singular.
See, so look, they're gonna
see, Rachel,
hey,
Rachel.
They're gonna get on Sprint, and now I'm gonna have to pay to call them.
Hey, you got my company phone.
Oh yeah, I call him on the company phone.
I mean Singular.
It's Singular. 18th.
Where in the world did this podcast go?
How are we talking about Singular and Sprint?
Because you said something about text messages.
Oh.
We like so got off track.
Yeah, we're totally off track.
Totally. So
back
but,
to
you
reaching
know,
your
here's
destiny.
The thing. Here's the thing. See, Sprint, I mean Singular, they're not letting go. Maybe they're letting go of their past.
Ooh.
And moving into
good way to tie it back
the future.
In.
Wow.
They're looking past
hey,
their present.
Change the camera.
So when AT&T took over Singular, they're saying, hey, we're going to look past the present, and we're looking to the future.
Very, very true.
That's a good one, Jason.
That was good.
That made no sense at all.
You didn't get that? Do you need me to go?
No, that made
somebody
no sense
has
at all.
To you know make some sense of this, and it obviously wasn't going to be you.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to wrap this podcast up.
All right.
I'm
going to be gone next week to camp.
Pastor Jason
going to
be gone. I'm going to have to
you guys are going to have to just work your butts off next week.
I
the ones
so.
In podcast land that are in the dance team, we have practice at 5:30. Maybe this will get them to come.
Yeah, and if you're in like Utah or something.
Utah.
Oklahoma.
You know that we have
Nebraska.
People across.
Sweet.
You know that we have people across.
Let's see
I
yours.
I got a toupee.
Ness has a picture now.
Hey,
my
that's
daughter
yay.
Has
you're the only one that's
everybody.
Missing. You're the only one that's missing.
Oh, I get lots of pictures.
All right, she's going.
I'm wrapping this up. Everybody, we're signing off. Ness, say goodbye.
Hold on. You got to start our
oh,
outgoing
start the song.
Music.
You got to start a song.
What song?
Just a
dude,
song.
I told you to come
hurry
with
up,
it,
up. The battery's right, dying.
Play
on,
the first
babe,
song backwards.
Ness, sign off. Say goodbye.
See you later.
Oh, dude, you should.
You're supposed to
you
keep
to
playing.
Stop playing, dude, to talk, dude. Come on.
What?
You
have
stop
to keep
playing.
Oh, okay.
Jasenia?
We probably lost all of our listeners out of state on this podcast.
Totally.
Sorry, guys.
But hey, I would like to say, if you guys can, please keep Nick in prayer because right now he's looking for jobs. He'll be getting out of the Marine Corps, thank God, in September.
I know the perfect job. So
I heard he was looking to be a Border Patrol at one point.
He's still looking into it. He just needs to interview.
Oh, I got a quickie. I got a... I got some big
hair.
Lips.
You're losing your hair.
They can't be as big as Rachel's.
Rachel got, what are those things called? Botox lips.
Do work. Marisa, sign off.
Adios.
Rach.
Bye.
Stokes.
Bye.
Jay.
Bye.
That was the artist.
That was the artist formerly known as McKenzie.
I'm Juno.
Sorry. I'm Pastor Jay.
Sorry we went a little crazy.
If hey, guys, you want to know more about us, go to myspace.com/ElevateYouthCC. You can find out more about Elevate there. See, mostly all of our links are there. And you can read some of my stuff at jcurley.blogspot.com. And beyond that,
if you're still listening, thank you very much.
We have a great message coming up by Juno. Called Shrek, Reaching Your Destiny next week.
True.
Be prepared. We're going to be talking about Spider-Man and the battle within. So it's going to be a good one.
Peace out.
And then we're ending
really
it up
good.
With Transformers.
There you go. All right. So, see y'all later. Bye.
I'm out.
See ya. Cheers.
Bye.
Peace.
Oh, sorry.
Elevate is not just about using your gifts. It's about learning to develop habits of giving. And as you develop these habits of giving, it's going to pay off for you down the road. How many of y'all have ever heard of 10-10-80 plan? Anybody? You're probably going, what in the world? We're off for summer. Why do I need 10-10-80? No, it's not a new cell phone plan. We're not doing a new series called Singular or something, you know, for Elevate, Verizon, Horizons. 10-10-80. Let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you this as a teenager, because if you can do this now and you can get good at this, man, it'll pay off huge dividends. But basically, the Bible talks about how we need to give our 10%, which is called our tithe. We give our 10% to God. And what that is it's real simple, and y'all do the math with me. If you make $100 in a week, all right, how much is 10%? $10. No, not one. $10, okay? So what God says is you need to tithe, and you tithe your 10%, okay? And then, here's the other thing, what you need to learn to do is not only to give your 10% to God, but you need to pay 10% to yourself. And you do that by saving. Okay, so what you do is you learn to give 10% to God, give your 10% to God, and then you give 10% to yourself through savings. And so if you make $100, you learn to give 10% to God, which is how much? And then you give 10%, which is how much? Come on. $10 to yourself. You put it maybe in a savings account, or I would, you know, at your age, start with a savings account. And you learn to live on 80%. And let me tell you this. If you can learn to live on 80%, then it doesn't matter how much the 80% is. If you can learn to do that now, it's real easy when you're an adult. And you always just learn to live on 80%. Because if you learn to live off 100%, guess what? You'll never do two things. You'll never save, and you'll never tithe. And so if you take your however much you make, and you learn to put 10% away, and you learn to give to God 10%, and you learn to live off 80% of however much you make, I guarantee you, you'll be able to do two things in life. One, you'll be blessed because you're tithe. And two, you'll be able to save. And down the road, when you get to be about 55, 60 years old, I could show you all the numbers, you'll save enough that you can retire and you can have a great retirement. Now, I know that's a long way off for most of y'all, and you're probably like me, praise God, Jesus, come back before then. But you know what? He says we need to live now like he's not coming back. And so you need to learn to give 10%,
save 10% and live off 80. Can y'all handle that? That's some good, wise financial advice from Pastor Jay. Take it. Make it a habit, because the habit you make today will become your lifestyle down the road.
Well, we're going to be continuing in our series for the month. Everyone, cool out. Cool out, cool out. We're going to be continuing in our series for the month. And what was it called, Pastor Jay? Elevate Flicks. Elevate Flicks is what we're going to be doing this month. And what we decided to do this month is we wanted to grab some of the mega blockbusters of the summer and kind of take a look at them and kind of analyze them. And the main theme of what we're doing this month is we're viewing God through our culture's eyes. That's the whole, you know, theme that we're trying to do. And honestly, guys, sometimes these producers who make these films and make these movies don't realize how much that their movies mirror the Word of God. And sometimes these producers don't actually realize how many good principles go into these movies. So, you know, we decided to grab some movies and kind of analyze them and figure out what kind of message would come out of these movies. And Pastor Jay touched on the Pirates of the Caribbean last week, and that was a great message. And this week, of course, my movie is Shrek, Shrek the Third. And the principle that we pulled out from this movie, and we sat down and we figured out the principle that... Girls, please, thank you. The principle that we pulled out of this movie is reaching your destiny, and that's the title of the message here tonight. So like Pastor Jay was saying, hopefully some of y'all got to see it. But if you didn't, that's totally cool. I'm going to set it up for you right now, okay? The king of far, far away, and that's the land where Shrek and all of his buddies, that's where they live. The king of far, far away is about to die. He's about to pass away. He's on his deathbed. And he tells Shrek that there's an heir to the throne. There's a king to be that no one is aware of. And it's Shrek's duty and job and responsibility to go out and find this king-to-be and bring him back so he can continue on so there won't be any chaos in the land. And Shrek says, fine, okay. So Shrek hops on a boat with his buddies and travels to this land. Now, if y'all have seen Shrek and y'all know that it's kind of set in like medieval times, you know, like... when they're jousting and the girls have those long dresses and there's knights and dragons and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? That kind of time, Mary? You feel me? Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So, they go off to this land, right? They're looking for this guy named Artie or Arthur. Because Artie is the king to be. He's the next one in line for the throne. So Shrek and his buddies, they arrive in this land, and they begin to start asking for Artie. They want to know where he is so they can bring him back. They're directed to this area where it's a bunch of group of teenage boys, and they're kind of having like a PE class. And there's this one big jock, big, I guess you could say, football player, but there was no football back then, so... Just a big, you know, a big dog, you know, a guy that runs the show. Got me? There we go. I'm setting it up for y'all so y'all can kind of see where I'm going with this. And the big jock is like, he's wiping out all these young dudes and he's, you know, taking them out. And Shrek and his buddies, they see this and they're like, that's him. That's Artie. That's the next king to be. It has to be. So Shrek goes up to him, grabs him and says, Artie, you're coming back with us. Much to Shrek's surprise, the big jock that, you know, that they pulled aside says, wait a minute, I'm not Artie. Artie's the guy that I just leveled down there. And, you know, Shrek is shocked. Can't believe it. Because there's no way that this young boy and this small frame boy could be the king in Shrek's mind. They just couldn't comprehend it. Nevertheless, they go and they get Artie, and you know, they announce to all the people in the land that this is going to be the next king to be. And sure enough, the ridicule begins. Laughter and mockery, and people ridicule this young boy and say there's no way that they could ever, that you could ever amount to much. Well, you know, that was a little discouraging for him to have this whole, the whole people in the land kind of throwing negativity on him and saying you can't become much by his appearance. Well, being, you know, a little cocky maybe, and with a little bit of confidence, accepted the position and said, you know, I'll go back. So they head back, right? Do you feel me? Okay, we'll pause there. When I saw this movie, a story in the Bible popped in my head, and you know, I want you to check it out and see how much this story in the Bible reflects this movie. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, if you have your Bibles. 1 Samuel is right before 2 Samuel. That was a joke. See, because 1 Samuel comes before 2 Samuel. You get that? You get? There we go. 1 Samuel is, it's right after Ruth. It's the 9th book in the Bible. And in 1 Samuel chapter 16, I'll go ahead and start talking to y'all as y'all go there if you can find it. 1 Samuel is commanded by God in this story to go and anoint the next king to be. And it's crazy how, you know, I saw this movie and I was reading this story in the Bible. And I was like, wow, this is crazy how much it's the same. And Samuel is commanded by God to go and find this king. And he's told by God that he's going to go and meet a man named Jesse. And Jesse has several sons. And one of Jesse's sons is to be the next king. So Samuel says, cool, I'll take off, I'll go, and I'll anoint the next king. Samuel travels, right? Finds Jesse. Tells Jesse, one of your sons, he's going to be the next king. You need to bring your sons to me. And as Samuel was traveling there, you know, preparing to go and find this king, the Lord told Samuel that when the king would come in front, when the sons, one of the sons would come across, that he would let Samuel know, yes, that's the king to be. So in verse 6, the first son goes before Samuel. And man, this dude is stacked. He's strong, handsome, big dog. This guy is the man. So Samuel, much like Shrek, who thought the big jock was, you know, the next king, Samuel was like, this is it. You know, this was quick. First guy comes across, things are done, ready to go. First son comes across. God says, nope, that's not the one. And we read in verse 7, look what God says. It says, do not consider his appearance. In 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7, it says, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at things that man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So one by one, each son came across, and Samuel had about 7 or 8 sons, and each one came across, and as one by one, the Lord said, no, this is not him. This is not him. And Samuel, you know, kind of was like, kind of wondering, you know, what's going on? I'm going through these sons and no one's a king. And, you know, did I get the right guy? And in verse 11, we see that Samuel asks Jesse, are there any more? Because he had come across all of them. And he asked him, do you have any more sons? And this was what Jesse said. There's one more, but he's the youngest, and he's tending the sheep. And Samuel says, bring him to me. We will not rest till he comes. See, so just like the movie, you know, everyone saw Artie and thought that there was no way that he could be king. The same way Jesse, who was David's, even his own father, couldn't believe that his son could be the king. See, what everyone was doing was looking at these two individuals. They were looking at Artie and they were looking at David at their outside appearance. And they were viewing them at their present time situation. They were viewing them as young boys, and they weren't viewing them as what they could have been. But they were just viewing him as what they were right then and there. See, Artie was a young teenage boy like David, and much like the age group out here tonight, people will view you for what you are right now. But the thing I want to tell you guys is that God sees you for what you can become. And that brings us to the big idea here tonight. And what I want to drive home to you here, and what I want you to grasp, the big idea is looking past your present. If you want to write that down, that's the big idea. Someone's going to ask you, what'd you learn at Elevate tonight? I learned to look past my present. See, I understand that many adults and, you know, sometimes like David, parents at times may doubt everything that you can be. See, and what gets us into trouble sometimes is that we begin to believe this negativity. See, now it's not that these adults mean harm, or it's not that our parents love us any less. But what we tend to do is we tend to get into a rut, and we tend to view of the things that are happening at the very moment. And we get unfocused on what God has in store for us. We're not looking at what God has in our future. We're just looking at all the stuff going on right now. Some of it may be good. Some of it may be bad. You know? Some of it, life's tough. I know, guys. I went through it too. Y'all's age and the stuff that you're going through, junior high and high school, I know it's tough, man. There's bumps in the roads. It's hard. So we tend to look at this and we focus in on what's going on right now. See, the age group that we have in here is about 12 to 19, I would say. And I know it's hard for your minds to think that, you know, they're great business leaders. And they're great CEOs. And they're great teachers and congressmen and women sitting right next to you. And that you might even be one day. It's hard to see that greatness right now. Because we get focused in on right now. But see, the big idea is looking past your present. Some of y'all's mindsets might even be on summertime. You know, school just let out. Time to party. Time to kick back. For some of y'all might be having to go to summer school. So, you know, can't really party too much. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all's mindsets might be on that boyfriend or girlfriend kind of relationship. And some of y'all might be viewing college. I know some of y'all graduated high school and you're off to college. And, you know, that's cool. You want to further your education. But like I said, some of y'all might even be having your mindset a little bit tougher. Some of y'all, like Artie, may not be the most popular dude or popular girl. Some of y'all might even get picked on a lot, you know? Some of y'all might even be the youngest in the family, like David. I want to give y'all, you know, a little personal story of mine. See, I'm the youngest in my family, and, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that my parents love me. No doubt. There's no doubt in my mind that my three older brothers love me. No doubt at all. But see, what I've had to deal with my whole life, for the 24 years that I've been on this planet, I've had to deal with my parents looking at me as being the youngest, being the baby of the family, you know? And I've had to deal with it. You know, they love me, they encourage me, but still they look at me as a little kid at 24 years old. And that, you know, it kind of gets discouraging, kind of gets frustrating at times. But what I've also learned and come to realize is that as I grow myself to be better, as I grow myself as a leader, as I start reading leadership books and I start developing myself and I start working on me and I start working on what I need to become in life, as I start growing, not only will I start believing that, and not only will I start looking past my situation, but as I do that, others around me start to do that too. And that's where confidence begins. That's where the confidence sets in. That's where your parents start having confidence when you start making right choices and decisions. When you gain the ability to start pouring into your life, people will realize that, guys. So, you know, as I begin to believe the promises that God has for my life, things start happening. Good things. People start looking at that. Not only do my parents start believing in me, not only do my brothers start believing in me, but my peers and my friends and other adults that may have questioned me in the past start looking at what I can become and not my present situation. Let me give you another story about myself, guys. When I was in high school, I wasn't the smartest dude by a mile. You know, as much as, you know, it shocks you to believe that, you know, I wasn't the Valley Victorian, you know, I wasn't the honor roll student. As much as it's, you know, it's, I know it's hard, because I know y'all have a, you know, set image of who I am, but let's get past that, you know. I wasn't the brightest crayon in the box, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes I would get discouraged. And if you were to see my early years, you would see, you know, a young dude not passing some of his math tests. And you would see a young guy not passing some of his spelling tests. I can't spell for a lick, but it's cool, you know? And if you were to see me, you would ask yourself, how in the world can this dude who can't pass a simple, you know, chemistry exam amount to anything more than that? And sometimes I would see this and I would get discouraged. And sometimes people would say, you know, well, come on, you know, you need to try. And I was trying, you know. Sometimes people are going to tell you, well, you need to try a little bit harder. And you're trying your hardest and it's still not happening. Don't get discouraged. Because there was something in me that I knew I had potential. There was something in me. And even though it might have been real small, there was something in me that I knew God had promised me more. And I focused not on what was going on at the present time, but I knew God was going to develop me into something more. And I stand here before you today, not by my own ability, but that God's grace is upon me. And I believed, and I didn't look at the present time, and I didn't look at the tests that I failed, and I didn't look at my mess ups at the time. Guys, you're young. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to make some bad choices. It's cool. The thing is, you got to learn from those. And you can't get discouraged. And know that God is going to create and make you into something great. You got to believe that for your life, guys. I didn't look at my present failures. I looked at my future victories. See, and I can stand here, you know, till I'm blue in the face. And I can tell you over and over. And I can tell you over and over that you're going to be great. And I can tell you that you're going to succeed in life. And I can tell you that God has great things in your life. But until you start believing it, and until you start looking past your present situation, your greatness will just be a nice thought. You got to hold on to that greatness. You got to believe it. I can tell you over and over. You can get the podcast, you can listen to it. Pastor Jason can come up here and he can tell you over and over, you're going to be great, you're going to succeed. But until you believe that, until you stop looking at your failures, your mess ups, but grab hold of it and know, hey, I'm going to be great. Might be tough, but you know, next year, next month, next school year is probably going to be the greatest school year of my life. When I graduate, things are going to be great. Because God has promised you greatness. See, when you walk out of here tonight, you're going to leave with two choices. It's as simple as that. Will I believe the negativity that is pushed upon me? Because I guarantee you, there's going to be people out there who's going to try and discourage you. There's going to be people out there who are going to push negativity on you. Are you going to accept that? Or will you leave here tonight knowing that God will fulfill his promises for your life? See, we're all human, right? And sometimes we promise things. Sometimes we don't come through in our promises. One thing you can know for sure and know for certain is that when God promises you something, it'll come through. Some of y'all might be saying, well, what are, you know, I don't even know what God promises me. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and verses 1 and 2, it says, if you obey the Lord, if you obey the Lord, he will set you high above all nations, and all these blessings will come upon you. If you trust in the Lord and what he has for your life, He will set you above nations. He'll set you on the top. And all these blessings will come upon you. How many people in here like blessings? There you go. You trust God. You believe what He has for your life. He promises you blessings. So not only will the blessings of the Lord come upon you once you begin to look past your present situation, but here's the best part. And this is what I thought was so cool, probably the best part of the movie. At the end of the movie, Artie finally realizes all this confidence. He has all this confidence. At the end of the movie, he finally realizes that he is the king to be and he's meant for that position. And as he begins to believe that he is the king and he believes what God has promised him in a way, he starts to help others at the end of the movie. And he starts to pour into all like the villains' lives and all the enemies that were trying to attack him. He starts to pour into their life. The people that were attacking him, the people that were trying to bring him down, he starts unlocking their potential. See, guys, when you start to believe in yourself and when you start to help yourself, you're going to gain the ability to help others. You're going to gain the ability to even help those who were trying to come against you. And like I said, once you start developing yourself, people are going to notice. And people are going to say, man, maybe that guy can be something. And they're going to start saying, you know what? He will be something. She will be something. And you start pouring into lives as you pour into yourself. And it's amazing. And I thought that was the coolest part of the movie. He started helping others. Let me tell you this, guys, and you can write this down. This is a little quote that I read in a book. It says, service is the pathway to true significance. Write it down. I want you to write it down if you have a pen, if you have a paper. Service is the pathway to true significance. Once you start helping others, guys, you begin, that's what it's all about. I'll close with this, guys. I know this was short, but I wanted to make it short and to the point. I'll close with this. I've talked here tonight about looking past your present situation. And what really this boils down to, and you know, what we're talking about here is activating your faith. It's all about faith, guys. I know it's tough. I can tell you, don't look at your situation, look at your future. But that's what faith is all about. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 describes faith to a T. Write it down. Hebrews 11, 1. If you don't have your Bibles, I want you to check it out when you go home. Check it out what it says. It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for. I'll pause right there. Faith is being sure of what we hope for. Who hopes to have good things happen to them? Right? I do. I hope good things happen to me. I hope great things happen to me. That's the first part of faith. Things you hope for. You hope for goodness. You hope for greatness in your life, right? Check it out what it says, the second part of that. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So we hope for goodness, but faith, the other part of faith is being certain of what we can't see. You know, we see all our problems right now. We see, you know, all the high school and the junior high stuff that's going on right now, but we don't see, you know, a year down the road. We don't see 2 years down the road. But part of having faith and part of activating that faith is believing what you can't see. Believing for all those good things. Believing for all that great things that God has for you. See, so everyone in here can hope to be great. Everyone has that ability. Everyone can leave this room tonight and hope to be great. But the difference between those who reach it and those who don't is that those who reach it saw past their present. See, everyone here can leave saying, man, I hope good things happen to me. But But the people who actually have those things are the people that see them happening before they even happen. So see yourself graduating, guys. See yourself doing good. See yourself developing that relationship with your parents. See yourself going for an interview and getting a good job. See yourself being able to provide for your family down the road. I know some of y'all are young, but you know, if the Lord tarries, you're going to start having a family. Pray for your family right now. Pray that good things happen and see them. Amen. Seeing past your present situation. Bow your heads, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Elevate Podcast. For more information on Elevate, log on to www.myspace.com/ElevateYouthCC.